Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, John Cain. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. John Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty throws the ball into Lutsk, who tags Cain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper bunts towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Blankenship's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sewell. Ma still moves to second. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Kane moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. By Spies now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. Blankenship moves to second. Two outs. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kane. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Sheely catches it and throws to second to double up McNulty. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Lutsk moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Sheely moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely can't make a play. That's a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. McNulty scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lutsk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Spence Harris pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Schalk moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kane is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma Still. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Ma Still steals second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies is 0 for 1 in the game. Spies hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Ben Carr now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. Sheely moves to third. One out. Willy Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheely tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McNulty hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Ma still. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. Burns reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carr moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-4 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carr scores. Jameson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.